Nobody loves me. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside of children all over the world. I do this every night. And as I sit here on the bedside of children all over the world, I see the wonderful things they do and hear the wonderful stories that they engage in. And they are just so much fun. It is such a joy for me, I tell you. During the evening, I visited children around the globe, and there was one little girl who was sitting on her bed sobbing, and I said to her, "Mary Lou, what seems to be the problem?" And Mary Lou looked at me and said, "What? A candle can talk?" And I said, "Yes, a candle can talk. I'm Mr. Candle, and I can talk. Now, Mary Lou, what seems to be the problem?" "Well, nobody loves me." "Well, Mary Lou, why are you saying no one loves you? You love yourself, don't you?" "Well, of course I love me." "Well, then, the only person that really matters is you, and you love yourself, and so, therefore, you can't say nobody loves you because you love you." "Oh, come on now, Mr. Candle, that's silly stuff." "No, Mary Lou, that is not silly stuff. Because when you love yourself, then all the world loves you." "But I love myself and the world doesn't love me." "No, Mary Lou, you don't love yourself. You don't love yourself. You are thinking about yourself as having a problem. You're thinking about yourself as being unloved. You're thinking about yourself as being something that is not a lot of fun and not very pleasant. You're thinking of yourself as being a being that is really not good. And, hey, is that what you really mean to say about yourself? That you're a being that's not really good?" "Well, what do you mean, Mr. Candle?" "Well, Mary Lou, have you started to realize what a wonderful girl you are? Have you started to realize how much fun it is to be with you? Do your friends enjoy being with you?" "Yeah." "Do your friends enjoy having you play with them?" "Yeah." "Do your friends want to be with you when they're out doing things?" "Yeah." "Well, if that's true, what about you? What about you? Do you enjoy being with you?" "Yeah." "Well, let's just look at your world, Mary Lou. What about your brother? See your brother Timothy over there? He's sitting listening to me too. And he says, 'Mary Lou, I like you. Mary Lou, I love you. Mary Lou, you're wonderful. Mary Lou, you gave me your book today. And it's such an exciting book. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you.'" And Mary Lou looks at her mother. And her mother looks up from her knitting and says, "Mary Lou, you know I love you. Mary Lou, do I hug you and snuggle you and say, 'Mary Lou, you're the most wonderful girl in the world?'" "Yeah." "Well, Mary Lou, what makes you think that you're not loved? What makes you think the world doesn't love you, Mary Lou?" "Well, I don't know. I just don't have the happiness in my heart, the feeling of goodness in my heart. I just don't know what to do." "Oh, Mary Lou, let me give you a secret," Mr. Candle said. "Let me give you a secret that is so wonderful and so powerful. Mary Lou, if you will go out to everybody in your world and say to them, 'Hi, I like you, I love you,' and give them a big smile, and then say those words, you don't have to say anything else. And you go to the neighbors, and you go to Penelope next door, and you say, 'Penelope, I love you, I think you're wonderful,' and then walk away. And then you go to Penelope's dog. Her dog is Arnold. You say, 'Arnold, you're wonderful, I love you.' And give him a big hug and a big smooch. And then you walk around the corner, and there's Josephine. And Josephine's riding her bike, and she's riding right toward you. Say, 'Hi, Josephine, I love you.' And Josephine stops right in her tracks and says, 'What? Mary Lou, you love me? I didn't know you loved me. Mary Lou, I love you too.' And then she got on her bike and continued on her way. And everywhere that you go, Mary Lou. Everywhere that you go. Notice that. Everywhere you go, you see people and they say, hey, I love you. Hey, you're wonderful. Hey, you're fantastic. Hey, you're great. Hey, you're super. Hey, yeah, I love you. And as they say that, what happens? Well, as they say that, wonderful things take place. As they say that, fantastic things take place. Because that means to them that they're doing things that are exciting. They're doing things that are really wonderful for them. And is that true for you, Mary Lou? Is that true for you? Are you doing things that are really wonderful for you? Oh, I think so. Give it a little thought, Mary Lou. Give it a little thought and realize that, hey, you are something really super special. You are something really magnificent. And Mary Lou, I got another little secret for you. Put your arms around yourself and hug yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you hug yourself, Mary Lou, when you hug yourself, you're hugging the most beautiful being on the face of the earth, the most wonderful being that ever existed. And you know, Mary Lou, when you start doing these things, which you're already doing now, the miracle of finding out that everybody loves you is the truth of who you are. Well, Mary Lou, it's time for me to get on with my world now. And guess what? Guess what, Mary Lou? I am going to go and visit more children around the world. And because I'm going to visit more children around the world, I am going to have so much fun. I'm going to have so much fun and do all the things that make me so happy. Because I'm the creator of my world, Mary Lou, just like you're the creator of your world. So, Mary Lou, snuggle under your covers now. Get ready for Mr. Sandman, because he's going to drop pixie dust on you, and you're going to go to sleep and have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dreams. And you're going to think wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thoughts. And you're going to know that I love you. I love you. I love you.